Hello there. Happy New Year. I'm Dr. Hans, and I wanted to commit this year to doing something very special. I'm calling it 262 Days of Bitcoin. And each day of the week, I am going to break down why I believe Bitcoin is the best investment of our lifetime. Each day, what I'll be sharing with you should not be considered investment advice or financial advice. It is my opinion, based on rigorous research, and I'm bringing it to you so that people in our community do not miss out. Today, the topic of discussion is Bitcoin is going to go up. Forever. Let me repeat that. Bitcoin is going to continue to go up forever. The idea started in 2008. When I say the idea, I'm referring to Bitcoin. The creation of Bitcoin provided to the world the first scarce digital asset, meaning that when we look at scarcity in this world, you know that land is scarce, right? That's why individuals are so crazy about real estate, because the price goes up, and the price goes up because what? It's scarce. And we'll come back to explaining why the price of real estate and other scarce assets go up in a bit, right? So this understanding that scarce assets increase in value if they are desirable is something that is understood. That same phenomenon has been happening to Bitcoin, and it is going to continue to happen to Bitcoin forever. Bitcoin's price, which started at close to 1 cent, let me repeat that, 1 cent, yes, a penny, in 2009 when it went live, is currently worth, as of this recording, $45,000. And it's not going to stop here. Bitcoin's price is going to hit $100,000. Then it's going to hit $200,000. It's going to hit $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $4 million, $5 million, $10 million, $20 million. Bitcoin's price is going to continue to go up forever. Friends, just like the value of land and property appreciates in value year over year on average, that is what is going to happen to Bitcoin. The world's first scarce, digital, desirable asset. It is my belief that the desirability or the demand for Bitcoin is going to increase exponentially over time. The only reason why people buy land or people buy property is because the value increases. Obviously, some people need a place to stay or they want to have something that they can rent out to others, sure. But the main reason why individuals buy land in addition to what they have already, or the main reason why individuals buy property, is to be able to grow or store their wealth over decades or multiple generations. The moment individuals realize that Bitcoin is a better store of value, in fact, its growth potential far exceeds that of real estate or land. And the moment that individuals realize that this digital asset can grow exponentially beyond what any piece of land can do, people are going to begin to pay attention. Then they are going to buy. And as individuals buy this asset, because of its scarcity, it is going to drive the price up. And more people are going to take note of the price going up. which will what? Drive more people to want to own Bitcoin, which then what? Drives the price up. And then what happens? This is a cycle that is going to play over again and again and again and again. And that is what is going to drive Bitcoin's price up forever. Now, I'm not saying Bitcoin's price cannot fall. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when you look at this asset over a 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 year time horizon, Bitcoin's price on average is going to be exceedingly higher, just like how it started as 1 cent or 1 penny in 2009. And it's currently at $45,000. That is the exact same way you're going to see Bitcoin at $50,000, $100,000, $250,000, $300,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $4 million, $5 million. You get it. Bitcoin is going to continue to go up forever.